chapter 16. You don't have something to write with? Why did you wait until now? Were you at Domino's? Bring me a pizza, man. That's okay. That's okay. I don't like Domino's pizza. You keep it. It's fast food. I'm not a fast food junkie. Tonight I want to speak to you a little bit about a missionary vision. A missionary vision. And first off and foremost, listen to me before we get started tonight. I would like everybody to participate some way and somehow on December the 23rd. We're going to feed about 100 people, turkey, ham, a full meal. We're going to the Econo Lodge on Route 11, and there's a lot of broken families that live there that are basically homeless because they live week to week in a hotel. And so we're going to go there and feed them a hot meal and share the love of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And so what I want to talk to you tonight about is we'd like for you to take part. If you can't do it physically, we could use dollars. Sow seeds. Sow your hands. Sow your feet. We haven't came up with that yet, but we will get to that. We're talking to some people, and hopefully we're going to get it cooked at everything will be cooked at a restaurant, and so it would be done right, all right? But tonight, I want you to listen to me. A missionary vision. The Apostle Paul gave, God gave Paul, the Apostle Paul, a missionary vision. And has God given you a vision for something? Has God given you a passion for something? What we want to do as a ministry, we want to help you fulfill with the passion that God's placed in you. Amen? And so we learn from tonight, as we're looking at this word tonight, what the Apostle Paul did. So look with me in Acts chapter 16. Verse number 9. And the word of God says this, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. You know, in this missionary vision, he was given a mission. This mission was going to take some movement. And this movement, he was acting and walking as a messenger, and he had this dynamic message. The dynamic message is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So first we're going to look at the mission. His mission was for God's glory. It was for his glory. So everything that we're doing, wait a minute, let me stop. The Lord told me to remind, just reminded me. Also this coming year in 2019, we're going to do 4 major outreaches, one every quarter of the year, and we're going to do many, many, many outreaches. So there's 4 major outreaches the Lord's going to do in this next year. God's talking about expanding his kingdom, and we're going to expand his kingdom. And how do you expand his kingdom? One soul at a time. Amen. So as we're looking at this, the Apostle Paul was given a mission. The mission was to help us. How many know that there's people in our community that need help? Hello? Amen. And we're going to be God's helping hand to the community. But the Apostle Paul's, his mission was for God's glory. So look with me on Psalms 96. Everything that we're doing for His glory, for His honor, for His praise. So when God's giving you a missionary vision or a passion for something, don't make it about you. Make it about Him. Make it about Him and for His glory. The psalmist writes in Psalms 96, verse number 3, declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Amen? And when we're looking at fear, He's to be reverenced. And we're going to move, and we're on this mission. Amen? And this mission was to bring all glory to God. Secondly, it's for His kingdom. His kingdom. In Daniel chapter 2, verse number 44. And the word of God says, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're doing this where this mission is for His glory and for His kingdom. You know, the Bible says the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. In other words, we're going to take back some things that belong to the Lord. Amen. Wherever God's calls you to do, when you answer the call of God, all of a sudden things will start to take place. And we're offering to the world His forgiveness. Amen. Look with me in Luke chapter 24. Luke 24. Verse 47. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And what the Lord is saying is, if you have a passion for another nation, if you have a passion for your community, Jerusalem is our local area, our Jerusalem. Amen? So God strategically placed us to reach not only locally, but stately, nationally, and the world. Amen? It's whatever God's called you to do. What has He given you a passion for? One thing about the Apostle Paul that I see in this, when God gave him a vision, and in this vision, Macedonia was crying for help. The Bible says this, the Apostle Paul endeavored to go. And in other words, this took some movement. In other words, he had to start going towards Macedonia. And if you look with me, this movement calls for us to be steadfast. In Isaiah chapter 50, verse number 7, the word of God says this, for the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Amen. In other words, and you know, it's determined. It takes determination. You know, the Word of God tells us it takes steadfastness. The Word of God tells you and I as His children to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for our labor is not in vain in the Lord. As we have this mission for His glory, for His kingdom, offering forgiveness, we have to move. Movement takes steadfastness. but also it takes strategy. Amen. In Acts chapter 20, verse number 24, the Apostle Paul says this to the elders at Ephesus. He says, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry that I've received of the Lord to testify of the gospel of the grace of God." You know, the Apostle Paul said, "I fought a good fight. I finished my course. There was a strategy. I kept the faith." And in other words, in this missionary vision, he had a mission, but this mission took movement. Movement's going to take steadfastness, and it's going to take strategy. It takes planning. Amen? So we're here to support you, to help you fulfill the call of God on your life. And if God's called you to another nation, we want to get you there. And missionaries that are in the congregation that have already traveled the world need to help others to travel the world. Amen? So sometimes, in other words, we're raising up others to step in where we've paved the way. Amen? I have to put you in the corner, don't I? No phones in church. Just teasing. All right, not really. So if we have this, if we're going to be steadfast and with this strategy, we're going to need his strength, right? Amen? Are you with me? In other words, let me say something to you. If God's called you to do something, he didn't call you to do it alone. Amen? He'll supply, and he'll give us the strength to accomplish what he sent us to do. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we receive mercy, we faint not. Amen? In other words, this call that God's placed on your heart. You know, when you get a passion for something, let's see to get it fulfilled. Let's get it going. You know, so many times everybody wants to follow my passion, and I'm passionate about a lot of things. But God's called every last one of us, and he's given all of us a passion for something. Sit around dusty, you'll get rich at night. Hallelujah. Amen. So, in this missionary vision, Paul saw that they needed help. So, he saw that he had a mission. His mission was to go to Macedonia. This was going to take movement, you know. I see so many times the body of Christ always waiting. Well, I'm waiting on the Lord for this, and I'm waiting on the Lord for that, and I'm waiting on the Lord for this, and I'm waiting on the Lord for that. And the Father just says, "Well, I'm waiting for you." Amen? He says, "The steps of a righteous man have been ordered by the Lord." And he finds delight in his way, amen, that he's called us, that the Apostle Paul was also, he was a messenger, amen. When I was looking at a messenger, I was reminded of a messenger to carry his word. In Isaiah chapter 6, this was the call of the prophet Isaiah, in verse 8. The prophet Isaiah said this, he said, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me." Here am I, send me. In other words, to be his messenger. Amen. You know, one thing about a messenger, it's like a mailman. I'm carrying something that's coming from the Father and delivering it to people. So let's not get so caught up in the messenger. Well, let's honor the messenger. Let's respect the messenger. But there's a challenge here. Even with the messenger, if you look to Jonah, chapter 1, now what happened? Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. There was a challenge. Jonah didn't want anything to do with Nineveh and the people of Nineveh. So he fled to Tarshish. All right, he fled the opposite direction. And we all know the story that the Lord brought him and he was swallowed up by a whale, right? And where did he end up? He repented in the belly of the whale. And the Lord delivered him to Nineveh. And the city was won. There may be a whole nation that's waiting for you to get there. If you're called by the Lord to go there. Huh? Hello? This takes the messenger. This is going to take the communication. If you look with me in Acts chapter 26. We spoke about this last week and the heavenly vision that the Lord had given to the Apostle Paul. In verse 16, he said, but arise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and in the things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. For what? To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So we find that we have a missionary vision. We find that we have a mission. This mission is going to take movement. This movement is going to take that somebody's got to be a messenger to carry the message. And importantly, it's just the message. Well, what is the message? It's the same message to every nation. Jesus said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, he will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's the gospel message. That's what the Apostle Paul was taking to Macedonia. That's what the Apostle Paul took to King Agrippa. That's what God, Apostle Paul, took in everything he was called to do. So no matter what nation or what country or even it's locally, what we're carrying the message, and it's the message of the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. That's the message we're taking to the world. And when God gives you a passion and your heart for something, if you'll step into what God calls you to do, the anointing will come upon you to accomplish what God said. You know, when you look at things and sometimes the Lord calls you to something large and it looks too great, God will never truly call you to anything that you can do in your own strength. He'll call you to do something where you need his help and his strength to accomplish it. That's why he says in his word, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, I'd rather glorify him in my infirmities that the power of God may rest upon me. Amen. So just like the Apostle Paul, God's looking for missionaries. That God's given us a mission. And with this mission, it's going to take some movement. And with those movements, it's going to take some messengers. And with these messengers, we're all going to carry the same message. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Isn't that a great missionary vision? Amen. Isn't it awesome that God called you? Hello? Is anybody here tonight? Anybody here tonight? Amen. He's called you and he appointed you for such a time as now. You're not here by a mistake. You're here by purpose. God purposed for you to be here because he wants you to answer the call and the passion that's in your heart. And whatever you're passionate about, share it. Share it with others. Let others pray for you. Let others come beside you. Let others help you. Amen. Let's all stand. Praise God. The last one is the message, to preach the gospel. Go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You speak with new tongues. You take up serpents. You drink any deadly thing. It will not harm you. You lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Yeah. I just did it pretty fast, I think.
Did it pretty fast.
Hello? 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 Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Father, I thank you for every man and woman that's in this room tonight, Father God. I thank you for the call of God that's on their lives, and the call of God is irrevocable. It doesn't change. So, Father God, I pray, Father God, that passion that's in their hearts and their lives that you've placed within them, Father God, I pray for the winds of the Spirit to blow on it, Father God, to ignite it, Father God. Set their hearts on fire with desire to accomplish what you called each and every one of us to do, Father God. And Lord, as your word is proclaimed, it's not proclaimed, but we'll make a little statement that many hands make light work. We're all called to the body of Christ. So Father God, may we be a help to one another to fulfill the vision in each other's lives, Father God, the missionary vision. Father God, that you've given us all a mission, that it's going to take some movement. Father God, that we are your messengers, Lord Jesus, and we have the greatest message the world could ever hear.